Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As American Christians, there are two times a year that we celebrate our freedom. The first is, of course, the 4th of July, when we celebrate the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And the second, then, is Reformation Sunday, today, when we celebrate the nailing of the 95 Theses to the church door at Wittenberg by Martin Luther. Now, there are many similarities to these two events and the freedom that they celebrate. There are also significant differences that are highlighted in our gospel text for today, which enable us to deepen our faith in Jesus Christ and broaden our experience of the abundant life. The Jewish believers were offended when Jesus hinted that they may not be truly free. "We are the offspring of Abraham," they said, "and we have never been enslaved to anyone." Their words revealed that they were either ignorant of the meaning of the word freedom, or they were in total denial of their own situation. We have to remember that the Jews had been enslaved by foreign powers for several hundred years when the conversation that was recorded in the gospel text took place. Many Americans appear to share this ignorance. They say they are free, but they don't know what freedom really is or what it means to be free. Americans, we celebrate that there are no foreign rulers over us and that we have freedom to worship as we please, to speak our mind or lack thereof. Beyond our Bill of Rights, many Americans believe that their freedom allows them to do their own thing. Americans understand that we are free, but many of us haven't given much thought, now listen to this, haven't given much thought of what we are freed for. What we are freed for. As Christians, we have a clear understanding of freedom. We are set free so that we can be all that God wants us to be. Through the cross of Christ, we are free to live a new, abundant life in Christ. As Americans, we realize that freedom is costly. There was a great deal of sacrifice, the cost of many lives in order for us to be free. For Christians, our freedom costs the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the death of God's own Son. And as Americans, we have to continue the fight for our freedom. There are many people, many nations, who would like to take away our freedom and rule over us. The freedom that we have as Christians was obtained for once and for all by the cross of Jesus Christ. Very few Americans are really truly free. We defeat ourselves to a number of lords. For example, we imprison ourselves financially. We allow our schedule and full calendar to rule our lives. We consider bigger and better to be the only goals of freedom. We chain ourselves to worry and concern over keeping the lifestyle that we have attained. Paul exhorts Christians to not allow ourselves to be enslaved again. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. We live free. We live free by abiding in the truth of God's love and forgiveness. When we sin, what do? We ask for and receive forgiveness instead of being burdened by guilt and shame. When we encounter difficult times, We rejoice in God's presence and the power in our lives and refuse to worry. Why worry? Because we're in God's hands. Instead of being enslaved by selfish and self-centeredness, we see the needs of others and live in the freedom of serving them. Perhaps one of the best expressions of our freedom and of our life as Christians is stated in the popular patriotic song, The Battle Hymn of the Republic. And it goes like this. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea, with the glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us live to make men free, while God is marching on. Yes, indeed. Yes, yes, yes. Let us live to make men free. Free with the freedom that only Jesus, the Christ, can give. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.